Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Nate Tatman, and this is a bonus episode. I am here in Lebanon, traveling around, visiting with churches and leaders and ministries. And while I was here, I wanted to and had the chance to visit Camille Melki and Heart for Lebanon. And I wanted to take some time to get an update on their response to the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. And Camille, thanks for joining me, and so glad you're taking the time to do this. Can you just kind of give us a reminder and maybe information that we didn't know or didn't have in the United States about what happened with the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and just how you guys have been responding?
Yes, thank you, Nate. It's always great to be with brothers and sisters who love the Lord and want to be the hand and feet of Jesus to a broken community. You are here in Lebanon, a country that is struggling so much with economics, mm-hmm. with politics, with sectarianism. So our problems is overly compounded. And one of our biggest problems as well is we are still considered, Lebanon is still considered the largest per capita host of refugees worldwide. There's no country on planet Earth that has more refugees per capita than Lebanon does. So you can imagine a politically divided, a sectarian and economically shattered community hosting such a large refugee population, predominantly now from Syria, mm-hmm. whether they come from a Sunni Muslim, Kurdish Muslim, or Shia Muslim, or whether traditional Christian Syrian families who fled Syria and came to Lebanon looking for a better life, only to find as much miseries and suffering here in this country. Yeah. And then on this Monday morning, February 6th, the earthquake in southeast of Turkey that is right at the borders with Syria, the northwest corner of Syria, shattered two communities, the Syrian community as well as the Turkish community. So an earthquake that hit in one country caused so much death and destruction in two nations. It was even felt in Lebanon. In fact, Beirut is closer to the epicenter than Istanbul is. Istanbul, the city, the largest city in Turkey, is farther by distance from the epicenter than Beirut is. So we felt it
you
in
felt
Lebanon.
It here, yeah.
And we woke up, and of course, the first thing we did as Heart for Lebanon, we have this emergency response that we hit quickly, checking on our people, making sure everybody is okay. Yeah. Even the center you're here in here in southern Lebanon had some cracks, and our center in Zahle, we had things fall off the shelves, but nothing compared, nothing to even mention when you think about the magnitude of destruction and the toll of dead and the ones who are still missing is horrific. This earthquake in Turkey and Syria has surpassed 50,000 death toll.
Wow.
And we believe the numbers are going to climb significantly, especially in Syria, because they have meager instruments, very shattered community by 12 years of civil war. So it's very, very hard to take aids into Syria, bring help to an already crippling community. A lot of those buildings that fell in Syria were buildings affected by the war. So they're not strong enough to withstand such a massive earthquake.
So you said 50, and that number is in the news, the 50,000 lives who've been impacted. Of that 50,000, how many are in Syria? How many in Syria were affected?
Right now, keep in mind, Syria is divided.
Yep.
So all the numbers are coming from the regime-controlled part of Syria. Very little is coming from the rebel-controlled. So that number is very unknown. But the regime is declaring that more than 6,000 Syrians have perished in that earthquake.
Wow.
The number is far greater. The word out is that the number is going to be in the 20,000, if not more. But the fear, the Syrian regime does not want the news
they don't want that out.
To be
yep.
out.
Yep. And so, So since the earthquake happened, you know, Heart for Lebanon, maybe just briefly share kind of what the mission and vision of Heart for Lebanon is.
Yeah, Heart for Lebanon came to existence in 2006. We came to respond to another mess, another disaster, a war between Hezbollah and Israel. And since then, basically, we continue to respond to crisis after crisis. We have cared for the Iraqi refugees, predominantly Christian Iraqis who fled Iraq and came to Lebanon from 2008 all the way to 2020. And in 2011, when the war in Syria started, Heart for Lebanon was the first faith-based organization to bring aid and help to the Syrian refugees who started coming our borders. And then, of course, the Port of Beirut explosion.
Yep. Just a few years ago.
Only 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. Yeah. You know, you would think about the multiple devastations that has hit the country of Lebanon in the recent years. Heart for Lebanon, and in a nutshell, we're here to help lead people from despair to hope. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that physical despair that you're dealing with. It's not only the hope in a better livelihood. It's the hope that we find in Christ.
Absolutely.
So we say we address poverty on all three levels. We care for the physical poverty, the emotional poverty, and the spiritual poverty. Mm-hmm. Everything we do at Heart for Lebanon is a two-way approach. It's the caring, providing the best care that we can give to people who are hurting, and it's the sharing. So you're sharing the gospel with them. You're loving on them through the love of Jesus Christ. And in a 1 minute, I want to remind your listeners, Lebanon was affected by a terrible civil war from 1978 to 1991. Syria occupied our country for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's the same people that we are caring for
that
today,
you're helping today
who have caused all the hardships and the brokenness. Mm-hmm. It's you are loving and caring on your enemy. Mm. So I must make it very clear, what we do is nothing good in us. It's the Christ that is in us. We don't, and humanly speaking, we don't have compassion to a community that only desired ill fate for us.
Mm.
But in the eyes of Jesus Christ, we have not only been healed emotionally, but we have been called to show that love and healing back to the same communities that we were suffering from. And the Syrians are not unaware of that. They're not oblivious. They ask you the why question. Why do you care? Why are you here? In whose name do you come? What's the political outcome that you want? What's the return on your investment you are expecting? And when you say you're coming and bringing all this aid freely, they get puzzled, because every political institution here in the Middle East does humanitarian aid for a political reason.
Yep. It's a transaction.
It's a transaction.
Yeah. Yep, yep. And through Church of God Ministries and Global Strategy, the funds that have been collected by churches, individuals for the earthquake in Syria and Turkey have gone. We've received those funds and we've dispersed those through the Church of God in Lebanon, but then also Heart for Lebanon. And your organization, your ministry, you have been prepared, unfortunately. I mean, it's just the region and the times that you lived in, but you're prepared to respond to a crisis like this in a very strategic, intentional way, logistically, practically. You have the network and people on the ground. And so maybe just share a little bit about that process of how you've been able to help and respond in a very quick way, and what that looks like for the people in Syria.
Every time a crisis hits you, you have the opportunity to learn, to get better for the next one. Preparedness is very important to respond quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not ready to respond quickly, you will miss the opportunity to either save a life or be present in the midst of their crisis. You know, you don't want to wait for resources to be raised, as important as that is. You don't want to buy supplies in the times of crisis, because prices are huge.
Yep.
So in the 16 years of our ministry history, we have learned what it takes to be ready for when the next crisis hit. Unfortunately, they're numerous and they're repetitive in our culture.
Yep.
It's something that we don't celebrate, but we celebrate one thing. We celebrate the opportunity that God gives us in every crisis to respond boldly, courageously, immediately, and properly. So our team is very well trained, and we're grateful for that. They have the best professional tools to assess the crisis. They know how to mobilize aid immediately, and we have large warehouses that God has blessed us with that have the basic non-perishable items that you would want to mobilize immediately. So when the crisis hit, some were looking for blankets to buy in black markets. We had 40,000 blankets in our warehouse. So we quickly mobilized blankets, hygiene kits, layette for children, diapers, you name it.
School kits
for kids, fun little toys for little children. We, in less than 24 hours, we had already been in contact with our local partners on the ground, and we were starting to pack and prepare those goods to be shipped into Syria. Now, of course, taking them into Syria was some adventure. Not every truck that we sent in made it easily. Yeah. Some were returned on the borders. Some partners had more difficulties than others.
Yep.
But immediately, we can say that we had more than 10,000 blankets, more than 3,000 hygiene kits, and the numbers, you know, keep growing of the ability to send. And you witnessed, Nate, what we are right now doing.
Yep.
We
yep.
even rented a warehouse in Syria in order to send even further amounts of non-perishable goods, important for the essential goods that are important for the survival of the families affected. Now, that's the immediate response, but we're looking at long-term response as well. Food distribution has started in Syria and here in Lebanon for the families who have recently traveled to Lebanon, finding another place to call it home.
Yeah,
we're starting here at Heart for Lebanon to receive a large number of Syrian families who have come to Lebanon after the earthquake. Though it's illegal now to cross the borders, people are taking, you know, the illegal routes to make it here in order to survive this hardship.
And one of the things I love is what you've shared in terms of your strategy and how these items get into the hands of families. You're taking them across the border, you're storing them, you're distributing them through the local church there. And maybe just share a little bit about that partnership.
It's not important for them to know where those goods come. I'm not trying to find a name for Heart for Lebanon in Syria. It's we are here for this temporary aid. But the local church is there for the long term.
Absolutely.
So it's the same for us here in Lebanon.
Yep.
In Lebanon, Heart for Lebanon is here for the long term. We tell people we are locally owned and operated. We are here with you for the long term. God has blessed us tremendously because of that strategy. Now we have five worshiping communities. We have two here in southern Lebanon, and we have three in the Zahle Bika district. We have two in Arabic, we have two in Kurdish, and we have one in Armenian. So we have multilingual, multi-ethnical worship groups. That's the result of investing in the life of people in need for many, many years. So if I do the same in Syria, I would fail. The goal is to find local partners in Syria who are willing to invest long-term and us come alongside them. You, as Global Strategies and Church of God Ministries, you came alongside Heart for Lebanon. And through our system and through our local network there, you found opportunity not only to respond for the crisis today, as important as that is, but you have found now the opportunity to partner with a local ministry in Syria that would love on, care for, pray for, visit, build long-lasting relationships with those families. And then you would ask yourself, what will happen?
Yeah.
You never know. If you had asked me in 2006 when Heart for Lebanon had started, you will have five worshiping congregations in 16 years, packed full, packed full with people from various ethnic and religious backgrounds, I'll tell you, no way. My human thinking would not envision that. Hmm. So I'm asking myself today, I don't celebrate. Mm-hmm. I don't celebrate the hardships. I don't celebrate the brokenness that is happening in Syria. But I ask myself, I wonder, God, what will you do?
Yeah. What opportunities might
what
there be?
What opportunities are
yeah.
there?
Well, Camille, thank you so much for just taking a few moments here to share with us Heart for Lebanon, the mission, the strategy. It's been a joy to be with you these past few days. And I'm again, nobody's celebrating the crisis and the hardship and the challenges that many families have had in Turkey, Syria, here in Lebanon as well. But we're thankful for your ministry and being prepared to respond in this time. So thank you for taking the time, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.